All right, so, you know, a $300 ticket to go see the game in Seattle. $179 to get out there, courtesy of Delta. Just saying, maybe you could use an extra $1,000.
Oh,
well, now,
yeah.
Here's your opportunity. All you got to do is text this hour's national keyword prize to 95819. That's P-R-I-Z-E to 95819. We'll text you back to confirm your entry. Data and messaging rates may apply. Please don't text and drive. You can play five times each weekday for five chances to win. It's 5K a day on 760 WJR. Official rules and more information are at WJR.com.
It is Therapy Thursday. Time to get on the couch with Dr. Steve Craig of Craig Counseling Services in Bloomfield Hills. And Dr. Craig, were you in the dugout yesterday?
No, I was not. But I was trying to work and I was checking my phone constantly. It was not very professional. Right?
I took my son to his baseball game last night, and like after every inning, the kids are like, "What's the update? We need an update." And I'm like, "All right, you know, they were dialed in. It was funny."
Yeah, I was sitting with someone, and we were down 3-0, and I checked the phone, and I'm like, ugh. And I'm chatting away, and I looked down, 4-3.
What?
I'm all excited.
This session is going
to... Wait. I'm not. All right. Dr. Steve, I need some help understanding how to deal with my girlfriend. She totally flip-flops on things.
Yeah, you starting off, you laughing already? Good Lord.
She totally flip-flops on things and makes everything my fault. We have been fighting for a while. I think Chris dated her at some point. Maybe that's what's funny. We've been fighting for a while.
Slander.
We've been fighting for a while, and she insists that I never make her needs a priority. She tells me I'm always putting my friends or my golf game or my poker game before her, and then I never do things just for her. So I specifically went out of my way to schedule a romantic weekend away with us up north this weekend to see the trees, spend some quality time together. Canceled my plans. I booked a romantic Airbnb for us, and I arranged for a friend of mine to watch her dog and take care of everything else. We have dinner reservations, a beautiful place, and it's in the town she always wanted to go to. I surprised her with the plans on Monday, and she got mad at me, and now she won't go. Apparently, this is the weekend her girlfriend and her are supposed to go to Ann Arbor so she and her friend can pick out a wedding dress, a venue, and go wedding shopping. But they can do that any weekend, and this place is only available this weekend, and the trees are changing now, and I canceled my plans. But she told me, cancel the weekend, she won't go, that I never listen, that she's tired of me and thinking of ending things. What am I supposed to do here?
No, she's already checked out. I think she's checked out already, and she's, you know, always telling him that it's his fault and everything he tries to do. So I think she's checked out. I don't know why, but I think she's checked out already.
So he should just cancel and decide she's checked out, move on.
Oh, well, if she's not going, I mean, unless you want to go by yourself. You know.
Do you want me to go?
Yeah.
All right.
She likes you to go first, right?
Because she always wins, so she wants to.
Just last week, right?
All I was hearing while you were reading this was a little violin playing in the background for this poor, poor man.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, help me understand how to deal with my girlfriend is a wild thing to say. It sounds to me like this guy doesn't prioritize his girlfriend because he's always doing these things. She's asking for him to hang out. And then he does this romantic weekend. They plan this thing. And he's like, I had to cancel my plans. Again, I had to do this. I had plans already, but I'm canceling them because I'm doing this. Also, sounds like she had these plans with her friends for a wedding outing.
She probably
outing.
Told him, and he just didn't.
Probably told him.
Yeah.
Didn't know. So he had made other plans. And this was like, it feels like a reactionary trip. Like, things aren't going well, so I need to go ahead and try to make an effort. And how nice of him to cancel his plans so he could go out and do something nice for her.
I can relate here because I'm sure she told him about the Ann Arbor weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And he forgot. And so he, again, is trying to make this big gesture, as Chris said. But, you know, it doesn't work for her because, again, it's not taking her feelings into account.
All right. This is how I would describe this one. First of all, I think...
My man here is a little delusional is how it feels to me.
Yeah. I think, you know, she's the one who's avoiding the disaster here. Okay. So the way I would describe this to me is, you know how we're, and Chris said this, you know how we're all upset about like the Tigers doing hero ball? They're getting up to hit a home run. They're going to be the hero of the game and not uh-huh. doing what the team needs. This is hero boyfriend behavior.
Okay.
This is, look what I'm going to do. This is what Chris said.
Make a big
look
show.
Look what I'm going to do for you. I'm a big deal. I planned everything for you. That's still all about him.
Right.
It's exactly the thing that she said he was still doing. So I would say this, you know, if he's in my office, I go, let me make sure I get this, okay? The way you make sure you're taking care of her needs is for you, instead of asking her what she wants and what would be good, is for you to unilaterally decide that we're going to go this place on this weekend at this time and that she has to cancel her plans, okay? So that's how you respect her and take her need. And then you get mad when she won't cancel her plans. Like, the, none of that included her at all. The team, that's my entire, the team, the two of them needed to figure out what she wants together. And I can, if, what would be important to you? Let's pick a weekend. I'll plan it. Let's do whatever.
Yeah.
Again, what, this is him universally deciding once again what he wants.
Taking over.
He wants to be the hero, and he's going to do it right now. And he's mad that she won't go along with him being the hero. That's
or using the leaf change as the yes. the time yeah. frame here.
So this is right. the only time it's going to happen.
Right.
So
right. Yeah. So yeah. So I mean, think about it. It's still all about him. She has to cancel her plans, and then this shaming her or whatever about the fact that, well, you won't go along with me, and it has to be here. It's just pressure. That doesn't feel at all loving and inclusive, and everything that she's asking. He's doing the same thing he always does.
Yeah,
and calling it better. That's a problem.
And then to, like, you know, like, I can't believe she's not going to cancel this wedding shopping trip with her friends to go up north with me. They probably right. this is an important thing to one of the right. people in her
and,
life.
And she, right. told, and she told him.
What if she said, yeah, we're going to go do this, and you have to cancel your golf trip with your buddies.
Right.
Right.
What happened?
Yeah.
Right. Wow, we're not doing that. Right, right. So, you know, you always have to be careful when somebody makes grand gestures. And when you got it, Chris, when you were reading it, and that's why I called it hero thing. It's still, you read it, he tells you the story, and it's about her being awful, but it's because she's not accepting that
feeling
he's the hero.
By him, yeah.
Right.
You know, always say there's more to it when they. When
there's
they,
always more to it. And I was hearing it too, just like Chris, of like, wow, I'm, you know, we as therapists, you know, it's often I sit in my chair and I'm always thinking, okay, what is it they're trying to make me think or feel? And this one I read like, oh, boy, you're the hero. Aren't you awesome? What a good guy. And if you're trying so hard to say that, then that's going to make some red flags yeah. go up for me. Like, why are you trying that so hard?
All right, Dr. Steve, so, thank you so much for coming in, as we all needed a little therapy this morning. And I think you were in the Tigers dugout yesterday. I'm not going to say. All right, more of JR Morning coming up next.